With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump has been granted permission to seek dismissal of his New York criminal conviction. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In light of Trump's victory in the presidential election, Judge Juan Marchand indefinitely postponed the sentencing in the case. He set a December 2nd deadline for Trump's legal team to file a motion to dismiss and gave prosecutors until December 9th to respond. Then the judge will decide how to proceed. Prosecutors don't want the case thrown out, but a Trump spokesman claimed the latest development is a decisive win and that sham lawfare attacks have been destroyed. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel says the body of an Israeli Moldovan rabbi who went missing in the United Arab Emirates has been found. The statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office today says that Zvi Kogan was murdered, calling it, quote, a heinous anti-Semitic terror incident, and adds that the state of Israel will act. A listeria outbreak tied to Yushang Foods leaves an unborn baby dead and 10 people sick.
The CDC says a California woman who was pregnant with twins is among at least 10 people sickened by listeria across several states. Both of her unborn twins died, one testing positive for listeria, which public health officials are linking to a recall of Yushang Food ready-to-eat meat and poultry products that include chicken feet, duck neck, and pork hock feet and tongue. Yushang has recalled more than 72,000 pounds of product. Listeria infections can take days or weeks to cause symptoms. I'm Julie Walker.
The last meatpackers in New York City's meatpacking district have agreed to end their leases early and make way for development on their city-owned lot, ending a more than a century of meatpacking in the city. This is SRN News. The five-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly 1 billion euros in donations were pledged within days of the 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France, and now there's a surplus. Officials say 140 million euros still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. That extra, given by both billionaires and small donors, will support future preservation work on the 861-year-old icon. Notre Dame is set to reopen to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule, a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off from not only family planning money, but from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. Some new research on those who don't get success from the popular new weight loss drugs we're all hearing about.
Most people taking weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy can lose between 15 and 22% of their body weight, but about 20% just don't get those results. An obesity expert says factors like genetics, hormones, and how the brain regulates energy can all affect weight loss. Medical conditions like sleep apnea and some prescriptions can actually cause weight gain. Researchers say they are looking into ways to help the so-called non-responders get results. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Fred Harris, a former U.S. senator from Oklahoma, presidential hopeful and populist champion of Democratic Party reforms in the turbulent 1960s, has passed away at the age of 94. He won his first seat in the Senate in 1964, filling a vacancy. This is SRN News.